USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A shooting has led to a standoff outside a government building in Mobile, Alabama. Police confirm there is an armed person inside a vehicle outside of Government Plaza. It's not clear if there are any injuries. Police have sealed off the area and have begun negotiating with the suspect. Former President Donald Trump has asked the Supreme Court to block a House committee from obtaining his past tax returns from the IRS before a Thursday deadline for the material to be turned over. A country is releasing the results of their elections on Sunday.
3 years ago, he was in prison for fraud. Now former president and socialist president Luiz Lula da Silva won Brazil's presidential runoff Sunday. His opponent, President Jair Bolsonaro, for months has claimed that Brazil's electronic voting systems can be manipulated. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Los Angeles International Airport Terminal 8 was evacuated after a carbon dioxide leak early Monday. Los Angeles Fire Department Information Officer Captain Eric Scott says the situation is now under control and they are working on reopening the terminal quickly, but only when safe to do so.
So at this point, we're going to regroup, come up with a new plan to determine what our hazardous materials specialists are doing, work with LAX and LAPD, and work quickly to restore these terminals back as soon as it's safe.
The Hurricane Ian death toll is still rising in Florida. The State Medical Examiner's Commission reports at least 122 fatalities have been linked to Ian as of Friday. Records show Ian is the deadliest hurricane to strike Florida in nearly 90 years. The Philadelphia Phillies play host to the Houston Astros for Game 3 of the World Series on Monday. Each team came away with a victory after the first two games in Houston. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
With the midterm elections fast approaching and early voting well underway in many states, on Fox and Friends, Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham claims Democrats have polled well because they're spending a lot of money.
The only reason they're doing well is they're running ads 10 to 1, 5 to 1. Like Blake Masters is getting outspent 10 to 1. If you listen to the ads, they're not Democrats. They don't even know Joe Biden.
Senator Graham adds that the Senate races he's focused on are Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. A warning is going out to registered sex offenders on this Halloween.
Probation officers across the country are working to keep trick-or-treaters out of danger. Cities are reminding registered sex offenders on probation to make sure they're in compliance with the conditions of their probation. That includes making sure they don't do anything that can attract children, like setting up decorations, leaving their porch light on, or passing out candy. Anyone caught violating the law could be arrested immediately. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Instagram is working to address an issue where users are getting locked out of their accounts. Some got messages saying their accounts had been suspended or violated community guidelines. More than 7,500 problem reports were submitted at the peak of the outage Monday. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.